The U.S. dependence on Chinese imports is growing. Since January 2018, Chinese imports to the U.S. rose by 31%, now putting the U.S. in a dependency to China that is unseen outside of former colonies' dependence on their former colonizers. Adjusting the rate, the U.S. buying of Chinese goods accounts for 27% of the whole U.S. economy as measured by gross domestic product. This only puts a more staggering spotlight on the current supply chain crisis, where most Chinese goods flow through the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. Worth noting is that Chinese imports have risen not just to the U.S., but also to other high manufacturing countries, such as 50% to South Korea, 60% to Taiwan, and 61% to Germany, while at the same time, Chinese imports from these countries has gone down. Decreasing imports and generating higher demand for internal goods has been a strategy by the CCP's Central Economic Planning Committee for many years now. It's safe to say that Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, which are continued by the Biden administration, have failed to reduce American dependence on Chinese manufacturing. Americans simply at the moment have little option other than Chinese goods, with no other competitors entering the market, thus resulting in American consumers having to pay more for them as consumers end up paying the price of tariffs. Then there's also the rise in shipping container cost and space for transport, both contributing to inflation. This past week, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has dropped the transitory word with inflation and saying that the trend is likely to stay for a bit longer. Time will tell, but the situation doesn't seem to be getting any better. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.